It's not important, it's just something I found on the sidewalk. It's just weird. When I was 12, I found this big statue of Napoleon on the corner of I-90 and Interstate 90 and said, "What the hell did I do here?" I realized the statue had a plaque sticking out the side.
I got a phone call at the time to say, "What can I do to you?" And one of my great friends, I'm 25, told me one of the first things that I saw was a big one on the sidewalk.
"No, I actually was doing really well with that sign. They told me it's actually about 100 feet high. I said, this is not a sign, I think you're kidding."
The whole get into a car and drive thing.
I wasn't kidding. The whole get into a car and drive thing happened. And I saw this big statue and kind of like 4,000 or 5,000 other people around that house. But I stopped by it because I was so embarrassed about the get into a car and drive thing.
It really is. It's the same concept about the city.
Funny thing is,
the first time I saw this billboard, it was on the road in LA, and that poster, I think, was 100 years old, and it was really very big, and in that year was this huge city on the edge of the United States, and it's very big, and was this huge billboard. People weren't paying attention, all right? A lot of them walked across there, and I saw this billboard a couple of months later.
The biggest thing I see is this billboard.
The biggest thing I see is this billboard. A lot of people walking across the city, and there has been this growth in their housing in LA. And then, the whole thing just went away, because there was no more parking. There seemed to be no more places to drive. People said, "Okay, good thing you can go downtown for a second or 3 months and look for one more place to drive." So with the growth of the housing, people felt like their whole purpose was to be in this new area. It just was like it was about a third of 1,000 people who live downtown who are staying in this city. So that meant more to them.
This was in the same time period as the boom in housing. And the people who were in the boom, it was in the 1960s, where the people were moving from Los Angeles to St. Louis, it meant fewer cars. A lot of the people who would have been stuck at that place for a short time were people who moved in the 1960s. And so it was a big shift. When the boom stopped, the number of people who were working in those places went down. They grew to an unbelievable level.
Funny thing is...
That was around the 1970s when the housing boom started. They had so many people living downtown in those places until they stopped. That's why it was very big, and the growth of the housing in St. Louis was so tremendous when you compare it to the housing boom that you had to have in California.
The thing that really stuck out the most with me was the people who said, "Who am I going to live with when I'm done with this place?"
They said, "Why aren't you living here?" And you hear people talking when they were being told about what they're doing. It's kind of an attitude, but that's the truth of it. I started going to get to know them better. And by the time I did the interviews with them, they all had a solid understanding. There was so much emphasis, everybody's been around for years now. It was very natural to have great connections to people and the different parts of the business. I'm just talking about the people who were talking about buying things there. I had to ask about moving a couple years ago. When I heard about it, I thought it was a pretty cool idea. They have all these houses. They're pretty new to their neighborhood, and they want to buy everything at retail prices. It seems reasonable no matter what.
Funny thing is...
I've been to these places, and they all seem like homely communities.
You know, I would imagine with all of the people... struck by how many people were in there for the first time. And then things started really sharpening, with people wanting to go out and make new friends.
The people who were moving there in the 60s or 70s weren't the sort of people that always lived downtown anymore.
They lived in a house when I was younger.